This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Sweden is trying something new these days. Each week, the Swedish government's Twitter account, @Sweden, is being handed over to a Swedish citizen. For 7 days, that person can tweet anything they wish to the account's 25,000-plus followers. The government calls it the world's most democratic Twitter account. J. David Goodman blogs at The Lead on the New York Times website. He's on the line to tell us more about what seems like a pretty bold experiment in online democracy. Hello, David.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
Why did the Swedish government hand over the reins to this account?
Well, it seems they decided to do this in December, and they've had, now I think they've moved on to their seventh, they've had six or seven people do this, and I think the idea was to try and present a different face for Sweden, out in the broader world. So this is not an inward-facing account. This is an account that's all done in English, and it was sort of the brainchild of their tourism industry. Their tourism bureau, the part of the government that is concerned with how Sweden appears abroad. And so Sweden actually does have quite a reputation for being tech savvy, and I think this is one of the reputations they hope to capitalize on, sort of move beyond the kind of tall blonde image that you might conjure to a more sort of laptop in hand, young sort of tech go-getter.
Mm-hmm. So who's tweeting from @Sweden this week?
I meant to look, but I didn't. I know last week when I wrote about this.
Yeah, let's say last week because she was so good.
Sure. I mean, another young woman this week. I just can't remember her name. It's a 38-year-old. She just got started, and most of the initial tweets are, sort of talking back to other people that have written stuff to the Twitter account. So I think that's been a major part of this is really engaging with the audience on the account. They've grown it. They doubled it in the month that they've tried this experiment.
Uh-huh.
But last week they had this woman named Hannah, who was a truck driver, a lesbian truck driver. And she tweeted both about her politics, which were fairly left of center, and also, even for Sweden, and also about her experiences trucking. And she had some great photos that she posted of her sort of, she has a little bit of a hairdo that's sort of wild on top and it's shaved on the sides. And she'd post photos of herself, waiting in traffic behind the wheel or at some kind of, greasy Swedish truck stop. And it presented that, very different image for Sweden. She's not blonde, first of all, and she has she just comes from a different part of the country. That I think that was part of the idea of having this account was to highlight people like Hanna who really represented something that was a little unexpected.
Let's hear a little bit of truck driver Hanna Fanya. Here she is speaking to Marco Werman of The World, and she's talking about what she's been tweeting about these days.
Oh, everything: trucks, coffee, Sigourney Weaver's panties,
right.
Breasts. And today, cats. Some people have unfollowed this account because I tweet too much, and some find me boring, which I can totally understand because I'm mostly tweeting about trucks, I think, and about what I see during my drives.
Lately, Sweden seems to be emerging as a voice in kind of keeping the web free and open. In fact, there is now a church of copy-mism in Sweden. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, so this was... what happened is that the Swedish government is fairly open to recognizing groups of people that profess certain beliefs as, and registering them as a religion. And so a group of internet activists who came out of what's called the Pirate Bay, which is a file-sharing website, decided to try and create a system of beliefs organized around the free sharing of information online and get that defined as a religion by the government. And they tried a couple times, and late in December, they were able to finally get that approval. And so in Sweden now, you can be a registered copyist. You can be a recognized copyist, and people, the government considers you a part of a small sect of believers. I think there's about 3,000 of them now.
So how do they practice their, sacraments, their faith?
Well, they They don't have meeting areas yet. I think they consider the sort of the entirety of the internet to be their church. They look at Control V and Control C, so cut and paste, to be sort of sacred signs. And they, I guess I'm sorry. That's about the extent of the my knowledge of their beliefs. I have to say,
you're not following copy miss so closely. But
what
does the greater experiment say about the direction governments and other big institutions might be moving in to maybe alter their images using social media?
Sure. Well, I think what Sweden is doing is really representative of what a lot of governments, but not just governments, but media companies, and really every big institution that's online is trying to put forward, and on social media, is trying to put forward a human face to their accounts, to their institutional accounts. And so we at The Times have done things like this. We'll have, try experimentally using our main Twitter account to put out or hand that over to one of our social media editors to have a little bit more human interaction with our readers. And I think, Sweden's experiment is probably the most high-profile account to be handed over to citizens. But you have social media editors and, young Americans who've gone over to Afghanistan, for example, and are, every day tweeting out of the Twitter account that is institutionally connected to the NATO forces in Afghanistan. And so you have, arguments back and forth, and I wrote about this a couple months ago, between the what's called ISAF, the NATO coalition in Afghanistan, and Taliban accounts. And part of this idea is, that's a little bit maybe a side issue, but part of the idea there is just to really engage with readership, whether it's positive or negative, just to be out there on social media is increasingly seen as an important thing for governments and for media companies and for really everyone that's online.
Well, David, thank you. It's not all just girls with dragon tattoos in Sweden, apparently. We appreciate your time.
That's right. Thanks so much.
J. David Goodman writes for the New York Times blog called The Lead. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. Segments and links from today's stories are available as audio at our website or as podcasts at wordofmouthradio.org. And as always, we welcome your ideas, your comments, your feedback in all formats and mediums, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, email, or even the old-fashioned post. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please do join us again tomorrow at noon for more new ideas here on New Hampshire Public Radio.